nome della Commissione europea ho il piacere di dare la parola a Bernard Smith.
Prego. Grazie. Thank you very much. I'll be very short. Really, our involvement has now lasted, has continued over the last 2.5 years with the member states, and we all feel that we've achieved an enormous amount together that is visible in the handbooks, it's visible in the networks that we're building, and we think it's visible in the Carta di Palma. But we wish to have an interaction with society, with industry, with the actors, and to understand whether we are on the right road together, collectively. And the Carta di Palma is, in fact, in some way, a first step to provide an interface, a collective interface between the institutions, the ministries together, and industry and other actors. And so we're very interested to know how industry and how many of the large institutional actors will respond to that document. So that's where, more than anything else, I'm here to listen to this reaction. If I were to have two comments, which I think to kick off the discussions, things that might have been more stressed in the last 2 days, one of them is the relationship between quality and economics. We are well established, we have a well established relationship in the physical world between those two things, but we still have not understood how to establish that same relationship in the digital world. And yet we require a situation where those that make substantial effort in the digital world to create quality experiences must be able to differentiate themselves from those who have made less effort and therefore must also receive adequate compensation for that effort that they've invested in quality. I think that's a problem that we still have to examine, how we relate in the digital world the economics of quality. And secondly, and I would repeat something we said this morning, we live in a world where institutions manage extremely well the relationship between quality and the physical visit, yet at the same time manage extremely badly the relationship between the digital visit and quality. They are sending away, disappointed, as many visitors in their digital world as they are bringing in an exciting way, the physical visitor into the institution. And that is a challenge that they must alter and change by being more aware of the needs of the user and the citizen in interacting with the institutions in the digital world. So that's the two points that I think could have been more stressed. They are difficult points, and I don't really think that it's a criticism of the meeting because these issues will evolve with time, but perhaps it's good to pass the floor over to the others.
Wow. Wonderful brief. Thanks. Too much.
No. I'll be back.
I will, of course, I will give you again your time. Thank you.